Welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Hagen, a nutrition coach, entrepreneur, food freedom expert, and forever a recovering disordered eater. I am here to help you own your enoughness, find your very own food freedom, and achieve your health and wellness goals in a way that gives more than it takes. Each week, I will provide you with insight and inspiration surrounding no-nonsense nutrition, mindset, motivation, body image, confidence, and other wellness wisdom.
Welcome back to the show, my friend. I have a special treat for you today. You are going to hear from the sweetest woman. Her name is Hope. And Hope and I have been working together for 2 years. So about 2 years ago, Hope filled out a coaching application. And on that application, she said this: I've been self-conscious about my weight since I was in fourth grade. I've been dieting since sixth grade, sometimes eating as little as 300 to 600 calories a day. As I got older, I learned how unhealthy it is to eat so few calories. My biggest problem is a feeling of all or nothing. When I'm dieting, the slightest temptation will throw me off the rails and my diet is done. I need someone to hold me accountable and help me stay on track. My main goal is to lose fat and gain confidence in myself. I want to feel healthy. I want to feel energetic. I want to wear clothes that fit my style and make me feel good instead of only wearing clothes that hide my body the best. It has been truly an absolute pleasure to work with Hope as she has navigated working full-time, also being a full-time student, taking care of an aging grandparent, experiencing devastating loss in her family, and all of the normal life stuff like illness and recovery and stress. Her transformation has been truly incredible. And I know that you're going to be so inspired by the work that she's done over the past couple of years to unsubscribe to her all or nothing thinking. And as a result, show up in places, in clothes, with confidence she never imagined she would be able to. Without further ado, I introduce you to the most recent Nutrition Coaching with Nicole graduate. Hope, thank you so much for being here. I would love for you to tell everybody listening a little bit about you. Give us the dating profile version of who you are.
So I'm 26. I live in New Jersey. I work full-time and I'm a full-time student. I'm going to school for computer science. I have a year left.
So exciting. Tell us, Hope, and this has been a little while, so if you can recall, why did you initially invest in nutrition coaching?
Oh, I remember clearly because I reached out to you on my 24th birthday because I was like so exhausted from trying so many different things. And I was like, I need to do something. I don't want to say more extreme because this isn't really extreme, but I was like, I need to do something different because when I say I tried everything, like I felt like I tried everything. So I was like looking online and trying to read about different things to see, because I did that a lot. I was always looking to see, how do I lose weight? How do I do this? How do I do that? And I came across one of your posts about finding a way to lose weight without needing to count calories. And that really spoke to me because we talked about this a lot, where I get into like this obsessive mode when I'm counting calories and then it just like spirals out of control. So the finding a way to lose weight without counting calories felt like so far away from something that I could do on my own, but it was something that I really wanted to do. And that was when I reached out to you.
Okay. So like, spoiler alert, tell us, were you able to lose weight without counting calories?
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk about that soon enough. But first I want to know, so you reached out on your 24th birthday. Did you have any fear or reservation? Obviously, you said you had tried everything before, so this wasn't your first effort, your first attempt at investing in yourself. What were you afraid of?
I think the only thing that I was afraid of was like, this is a financial investment. And that's why I did it on my birthday. I was like, this is a birthday present to myself, an investment in myself. And I was like, well, what if I do this? And I realize I need to pay a coach for the rest of my life. And I was like, that's scary that I would have to spend money. Like, I'd have to set aside money every year to pay a coach because I can't like live like a normal person. And then I decided, I was like, you know what? Even if that does happen, it'd be worth it because I can't keep going the way that I'm going.
Mm.
And then, so I was, that was my biggest reservation, was the financial part of it. And I eventually just decided, I was like, you know what? Even if that was like worst case scenario, even if that was what I needed, it'd be worth it.
So you kind of talked yourself through that fear by mm-hmm. saying the benefits that you would get if you reached your goal outweighed the potential cost of needing support and accountability and coaching for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
No, exactly. Let me ask you this, because you're getting ready to graduate from coaching. Do you feel like you need coaching for the rest of your life in order to maintain the results that you've created?
No. But with that said, I know we discussed that you have different plans where, like, if I needed to in the future, I could send you an email and be like, I need to meet up with you and go over a few things and get a refresh real quick. And, or you have like a maintenance plan too. So, like, I know that if I needed to in the future, I could always come back to it. Cool. But right now, I don't feel like I need it. You know Yay. What I mean?
Yeah. It's essentially, which is the goal, at least my goal for all clients, is it's a tool, it's a resource, it's a fantastic form of support and accountability. And for some seasons, we need a little bit more of that. And other seasons, we feel more confident and we don't need it as much. So you're in a season where you're graduating from coaching, you don't need it as much right now. But if ever you did need a little extra support or accountability, cool. There is no shame in that. Like, reach out and we'll have a chat, we'll connect.
Yeah. So that makes me comfortable that that's always an option.
I think, I don't know if you can resonate with this, Hope, but with like diet culture, it's do these things perfectly or you fail. And I think with coaching, I'd love to get your perspective on this. There's no failure asking for help and being like, hey, I'm dealing with this sticky spot, or I'm navigating this like barrier right now in my life. I just need a little help working around it. That doesn't mean you failed. It's just like the next step in the journey, you know?
Right. And that's one of the biggest things that has helped me with coaching. Cause we talked about a lot, the all or nothing thinking. And that's something that I dealt with a lot and that you helped me overcome. And it took me a long time to overcome, but that like the coaching is that's the number one thing, is that getting over that all or nothing, that the diet culture, like seeing everything online, it's like, follow these rules, get these results. And sometimes you follow all the rules and you don't get those results and you're like, what is going on? And then talking to you, you realize, well, you don't need to follow all those rules so rigidly. You could do 80% and still meet your goals. And, you know, like all those things that you don't need to be perfect to get results. Cause the other thing is too, is that like, I don't know what it was with like fasting in the morning. I had this thing where I was like, I shouldn't eat breakfast. And after working with you for so long now, it's like, I have clear results that show if I don't eat breakfast, it doesn't work well for me. And I had it in my head for so long that that was what worked. That's what you should do. Like the intermittent fasting or saving your calories for the end of the day, because I like bigger meals. And just working with you, like little things like that. Like I needed someone to like be like, hello, that's not working for you. Stop.
I hope I did it nicely.
No, yeah, you did it nicely. Not like that. But I just, and it, unfortunately for you, you had to say that to me multiple times because I kept going back to it. I don't know why. It was something in my head where I was like, I don't know why, but you eventually got it out of me that you're like, look, we have everything written down now. You could see plainly that this doesn't work for you.
I think sometimes, I mean, a rule is meant to be followed, right? So when we subscribe to these arbitrary food rules that diet culture or someone somewhere is saying, this is the one right way, you have to do this. It's really hard to let that go. But what I think you have learned at this point is what works for my body is far more important than what someone else somewhere who has no connection to me, my body, my lifestyle, my preferences, says I need to do in order to be successful. And we collected so much information and so much data about your eating patterns when you do eat breakfast and when you don't eat breakfast and how you feel when you do versus when you don't, that it sort of became like unavoidable. You had to face it and be like, oh, wow, okay, this is sort of staring me in the face. Maybe fasting is not for me.
Yeah. Or even okay, just having a breakfast that wasn't, that had no protein, like having like a waffle or something. Like, well, I did have breakfast. It's like, well, that breakfast didn't serve you at all because you're just hungry again. You're hungry faster than you would have been even if you had no breakfast.
Exactly. Exactly. So you've learned how to better follow your body and the data that you collect from your body. Tell me what other progress you're proud of having made through the coaching experience. You also mentioned unsubscribing from all or nothing thinking, which is huge.
Yeah, that was, I'd say that's the biggest thing, unsubscribing from all or nothing thinking. Because that all or nothing thinking follows me in all aspects of life. And getting through that roadblock with nutrition has like opened the door in other aspects of life, like financially. Like I used to be like, well, I'm gonna have a no spend month. That's just unrealistic. You can't do that. So like things like that, or with school or working out, it's like, I'm gonna work out and I'm gonna do this and this every day or this many times. It's like things come up, things happen. You can't do all or nothing. It just doesn't work out. It never works out. So I needed, that was probably the biggest thing, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Another thing, like something that you helped me reach my goal with through nutrition, was just like getting confidence in myself to do things that I wanted to do. I always wanted to be able to go to a workout class, but I was so insecure, I had no confidence in myself to go. And I was like, I'm going to walk in. Everyone's going to look at me and be like, what is she doing here? She doesn't belong here. And through working with you, and it took a while for you to finally convince me, like, no, you deserve to be there. You deserve to work out too. Everyone's working on themselves. Like, no one's going to care. Just go do it for you. And now I go to Pilates 3 times a week and I love it. And before, I was too scared to go.
I love that for you. And it's not like you said, it's all areas of life, because you did the same thing walking into the gym, right? We had a similar conversation and you went to the gym by yourself and worked out there, even though it felt wildly uncomfortable for you. There was a beach day, right? Where you were like, damn it, I'm taking myself to the beach. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was the other thing that I think is the biggest change. Like if you had told me when I first started working with you that I would have done that, I'd have been like, you're lying. That will never, ever happen, because I was just so insecure. And I ended up gaining the confidence to go to the beach, and I was wearing a bathing suit and I went in the water. And after that, it kind of opened the door again, where, because I live right by the beach, I can go whenever I want. I haven't gone before. The first time that I went, it had been like 12 years since I had gone to the beach in a bathing suit. And I finally was able to work up the confidence with you to just go, and nobody cared. I just enjoyed my time at the beach and nobody was looking at me being like, ew, what is she doing here? Or like laughing with their friends at me. Like none of the things that I worked up in my head happened. I just enjoyed the time at the beach. And then for the rest of the summer, I got to enjoy the beach with my mom. And that's something that she's always wanted to do too. So, and now I feel the confidence to do that for the rest of my life, because I live by the beach and I can do that. And because I felt like, I was like, I'm wasting, like so many people would love to live this close to the beach and they would die for it. And I live right next to it and I am scared to go because I don't want someone to look at me and be like, ugh. But nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares as much as you do, I promise. Well, let me ask you this. How much of that had to do with the weight you lost? Because you worked your butt off and you lost a substantial amount of weight in a safe and sustainable way. And how much had to do with just changing your relationship with food and with your body throughout the process? Do you think it was because you lost the weight that you went to the beach?
No, because I think at that point I hadn't even lost that much weight yet. Like it still wasn't super confident in my body, but it was more so my relationship with my body and with food. I think I had only lost like 20 pounds at that point. And just for context, I was probably like 230. So I was still, and I'm 5'5", so still obese and like not confident in the way that I look, but confident enough to let myself enjoy the beach.
So. Which I think is huge, which is why I asked you that question, because I think diet culture especially would have us say, well, you have to wait till you arrive, right? Until you get to like this end goal and you look like the picture perfect ideal, right, this unrealistic body standard before you can enjoy things like that. And yes, you went on to, you know, reach a new weight bracket and to make more progress, but you didn't only celebrate then. Like, you allowed yourself to show up in your body as you were making progress, learning how to care for it and embrace it and accept it along the way, which I think is so, so cool.
Right. And thank you for that.
You did all the work. I was just able to hang out with you and walk alongside of you. So tell me this, Hope, why do you think you've been so successful throughout this journey with nutrition coaching? Like, you've tried other things in the past. They didn't result in weight loss that you felt confident you could keep off. Why was this process different?
I think the biggest thing for me was if I didn't see results right away, I was like, this isn't working, and I would stop. And I remember specifically my second coaching call with you, I weighed in. Sorry, I have dog hair on my mouth. and I didn't lose weight. And you were like, it's okay. Your habit compliance is good. You said that you did this, this, and this. Everything I told you to do, you did great. And I was like, I don't think this is working. And you were like, stick with it. Keep going. There's all these different things that could contribute to why you didn't lose weight. Just keep going. And then we'll check in next week. And then I waited next week and I had lost more weight than I had even thought. Like, it was like the week prior, that the weight that I thought I should have lost plus the weight from the second week all happened at once. It felt like, when, because I didn't weigh myself in between. So, and you were like, see, I told you, like, you did what you were supposed to do. You stuck to your habit compliance was good and it worked. And I remember telling you, if you weren't here to tell me to stick with it, I would have changed it up or quit by now, because I did everything I was supposed to do and I didn't lose weight. So in my head, that wasn't working, but I need someone there to tell me, no, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Other factors contribute to the scale. Keep going. You're on the right path. And I really needed that.
Oh, yes. Now I want to hear your thoughts on this, but I would say you have built your skill set and your habits up to the point where you can have that conversation with yourself. Would you say that that's true?
Yeah.
Even like you do everything right, and then you have a week where for whatever reason, the number on the scale didn't go down.
Yeah, I definitely, because that's the thing. I was thinking maybe I'll need coaching for the rest of my life. But now I feel like I've learned and I have spoken about this enough with you where I can talk myself down and be like, okay, well, my period started, or I drank a lot of water and I was eating something salty last night, so I'm probably retaining water. Mm-hmm. Not that big of a deal. Move on. You did what you were supposed to do. Your habit compliance is good. Keep going.
So focusing more so on your behaviors and what we know to be true, as opposed to what the number on the scale says, which we know can be very fickle, and how we feel, which also can be somewhat fickle in the moment.
Definitely. So I feel confident to do that on my own now.
So proud of you. Now, Hope, on our last coaching call, which we just had recently, you mentioned that if we weren't working together, you would be doing things so differently right now.
Mm-hmm.
What did you mean by that?
Well, I think I came to that realization because I had family members being like, why are you spending money on this? You don't need to spend money on a coach. Like, I think you could do it on your own. And I had to really think about it and be like, if I didn't start working with a coach, I would have gained weight. Just being realistic, that was the trajectory I was on. I would have gained weight. I was like, I don't know how much weight I would have gained, but I know that's the path that I was going down. And even with all aspects, like, things would be so different now if I didn't start working with you. Like, I have set boundaries in my life that don't even relate to nutrition. Maybe they do relate to nutrition, but like, they're distant. But I learned them all from you. Like, I used to be obsessive about checking my phone for an email just in case my boss needed something from me in the middle of the night. And that's crazy. I don't need to do that. So now I have my phone silenced from 10 to 8 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. and I have that boundary. And just like all aspects of life have changed because I started working with you, and I've just built all these wonderful habits that make my life so much better. And I'm in such a healthier place with sleep, with work, with balance, with nutrition, with everything. Everything is different.
Which all impact weight loss, right? No doubt about it. But even if we take the weight loss away, like you, it sounds like you've had quite the health transformation.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's the biggest thing. It's just overall health has mm-hmm. changed.
Okay, so if there was someone listening to this or someone watching who was where you were on your 24th birthday, they've tried it all. They are worried that like they don't have what it takes to be successful. They're worried that they're going to need help for the rest of their lives. What would you have needed to hear in that moment? What would you say to that person listening who's in a similar situation?
I think if they were in the same situation as me where they felt like they tried everything, it's like, why not? Why not try something different? What's it going to hurt? It's an investment in yourself. That's the way that I was looking at the time. I was like, I'm investing in myself. So, and also you have a lot of free content too. So if you're not ready to dive in financially, you could always just consume all the podcast things, look at all the stuff that you post on Instagram and get a lot from it. But like for me personally, I felt like I really needed to speak to someone and hold me accountable. But maybe you're not ready for that yet. And you could start off by just getting all the free stuff. And then if that still isn't enough for you, then dive in. But yeah, I would say just do it, because if you tried everything else, obviously you need to try something new, something that, and maybe it'll work for you. Because the thing is that, like, I know you were talking about this in one of your previous episodes where it's like, if someone is giving boring advice, it's probably good. Is that, it was something like that. Something to that effect.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty much what I think about. Like, I need someone to be like, no, the boring way is the way that you're supposed to go. Because I was like always going to the extreme.
Well, I think it's easy to do when we get a lot of our education or information from social media these days, right? Like, I know a lot of our coaching conversations would be like, hey, I saw this thing on TikTok or I saw this thing on Instagram. Like, what do you think about it? And we would genuinely have a conversation about like, that's complete marketing bullshit. Like, you shouldn't, you know, don't fall prey to that. Or, well, there's some truth to this. Like, maybe let's unpack and figure out how it works for you. So I think what you said there is key. It's maybe not just trying again and again and again. Like, if we're trying the same thing over and over again and it's still not working, maybe that's not going to be the thing that we need. But you said try something different, right? Try something new that maybe feels boring in comparison, or, you know, it feels a little bit basic maybe, because yeah, it's those new, exciting, shiny, quick fixes. They have sex appeal and allure, but ultimately, it's not what gets us the end result most of the time.
Yeah. I think back to all the things that I've tried. I was like, oh my God, why did I do that to myself? Because even if you do lose weight from doing that, like, because I did. I've done all those weird diets and I've lost weight, but I gained back so quickly. It was not worth it. I was going through all that suffering just to gain it back and gain nothing from it.
Mm. Okay. So here's a question for you. You have lost a substantial amount of weight at this point, and we've been working together for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Have you been able to maintain the weight that you lost thus far through holidays, family stressors, emergencies, yes, birthdays?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a big thing. I think with like holidays or anything where there's like a get together, I would always use that as an excuse to be like, this is a free for all. And now I'm not so, again, like not extreme with it, where I could have the fun foods that I normally wouldn't eat, but I don't need to go crazy and eat them all. Because in reality, if I really wanted that thing again, because I think the biggest thing is like, I'll be like, oh, well, this is only available to me on Christmas. Well, in reality, no, it's not. If I really wanted it, 2 weeks from now, I could go make it myself or buy it somewhere. And you've helped me realize that, like, it's really not like a scarcity thing. Like, you can get it whenever you want.
Right.
Things like holidays and stuff like that definitely have changed where I have a more balanced plate and I have a better mindset of like, I don't need to stuff my face because it's going to be a whole year before I can have this again. And for like stressors in life, like my plate isn't perfect, but it's, I recover easily.
Mm-hmm.
Like during finals week or something like that, I'm not eating perfect, but I'm able to recover a lot easier. And it's definitely not as bad as it used to be.
It's progress from where you started. And you have moments where maybe you don't make like the most ideal or most goal supportive choice, but then you're able to pick yourself back up and be like, okay, wipe the slate clean, back at it, next meal, next snack, as opposed to going down what we call like the shame spiral and wallowing in the fact that you messed up and letting that impact the whole week's worth of choices.
Yeah. I used to have this thing where I would be like, well, I'm going to start tomorrow. So today I'm going to eat everything I can because I'm not going to be able to have this tomorrow. And that whole mindset has completely shifted now where nothing is off limits. I can have whatever I want and I don't need to binge on something because I'm not allowed to have it tomorrow. And because that would always, and then also starting the day off, start the day off something that's not as goal supportive as I should have had, I can recover by lunch. It's not that big of a deal anymore. Because I used to be like, oh, well, I had a bagel. Now the day's gone to shit. So I'll start tomorrow. And then that would just keep happening. So, but now it's like, okay, so what? I had a bagel. Like I'll have a protein shake too. And then I'll move on with my day.
I love that for you. Okay. So you have lost over 30 inches total gone.
Yeah.
And over 50 pounds.
Oh yeah. Actually, I lost more. I weighed myself this morning.
So down even more. How do you feel? Not about the weight per se, but like the choices you made to create that outcome.
I feel great. I feel like I don't have to think about this all the time. Whereas before, I feel like food and losing weight was something that I thought about constantly. Like when I say constantly, I mean like all the time. That was all I could think about. I obsessed over it. And now I feel like I have habits built that have a side effect of what I want and I don't need to think about it.
I get that. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Did you have to cut out any of your favorite foods to get there?
No. Actually, you know what? I was thinking about this. I was like, okay, because this is embarrassing. And I remember I like actually started crying when I first told you this. I had such a problem with goldfish and it was so embarrassing. Like I was like, I'm an adult and I'm living on goldfish crackers. And there was a while where we were like, well, maybe it would be smart to just like cut them out for a little while and then reintroduce them. And even talking about this is so embarrassing that I've had to do that. But like now I was just thinking about it and I'm like, that is such a non-issue anymore for me. And that was like, that was so like a really big problem for me. Like I would go a day, like days, and I would only be eating goldfish the whole entire day, like no nutrition at all. And it was really,
I know you say it's embarrassing for you. It shouldn't be, because first of all, there was like, that was a solution to a problem, right? You were doing the best that you could with what you had at the time. But also there's so many people who are doing the same thing with maybe not goldfish, but like a different safe food or comfort food or whatever they might refer to it as. But that's totally relatable.
Yeah, it is really embarrassing though for me.
And it doesn't surprise me because I know recently you were celebrating about how you can have Oreos in the house now and eat two and like leave them there for weeks. Whereas before you couldn't walk past without maybe grabbing a couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so many things have changed with like snacking because those were all the foods that I would always cut out before. I'd be like, these are a problem. I can't have them. And then that would lead me to binging on them because I'm like, well, I can't have these tomorrow. So I need to finish them all tonight. And now that's not a worry anymore. Like, and the same thing, I don't think I ever told you this. I had my mom bought me one of those like giant goldfish boxes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Like Costco size.
Yeah. And they went stale because I went so long without eating them. and they don't like seal up good, I guess, because they're like, it looks like a giant milk carton. Like a cardboard milk carton. And they went stale. So I didn't even get to finish them. And like normally, like that would be like, if I had that, I would eat that within days. Like that would be the only thing I ate for like days. And then like I would have no other nutrition.
But they didn't go stale because you told yourself you couldn't have them. They went stale.
Yeah, they went stale because I had a little bit. I had a little bit that I wanted to. And then I moved on with my day and I didn't even think about it. And then that I was just having a little bit at a time. And it wasn't something that I binged on because that was my biggest binge food. Mm-hmm. So now to think that like I had a box of them that went stale because I wasn't even thinking about eating them often enough for them to stay good is like crazy. And I can't believe I forgot to tell you that the last time I talked to you.
Life-changing transformation right there. Goldfish now no longer have a hold over you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And you didn't need a calorie count to get here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a period of time where I was at like a standstill with weight loss. And I brought it up to you and you're like, if that's what you want to do, we can start doing that. And I said to you on our last coaching call, I was like, I wish I never did that. Like that was the whole reason that I started working with you. And you were like, you don't need to feel bad about it. Like just, it was part of the process. But I'm glad that we stopped that and got back to my main goal, because that was really the main goal, is that I don't want to calorie count. I want to be able to go out to dinner and not be like, let me track this real quick. Let me pull out my Fitness Pal and let me weigh this and let me weigh that. I remember I used to watch like fitness YouTubers, and like they would take a scale with them to like restaurants and weigh their food. And there was a time where I was doing that, like where I would order something and I would weigh it. I bought like a little drug scale off Amazon, like that would weigh like the microgram, and I would put like the like cooking spray down and like measure the 0.01 of oil that I sprayed and track that in my Fitness Pal. Like I was going way overboard with tracking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so freeing to not have to do that to make progress.
My gosh, yes. It feels like a breath of fresh air. And yeah. And like I said, and I stand by this, you feeling tempted to revisit it when you were at a little bit of a plateau, like a sticky spot, totally normal, totally normal. And you and I have had this conversation many times, but tracking itself is neutral, right? Like it's not a good or a bad thing. It's a tool that we can utilize when we have the right motivation. But for you, you knew you didn't want it to be a part of like your long-term plan or maintenance of your goals. And I completely agree with that. So then it shouldn't be what we stand on to create the progress, right? That we want to maintain long-term. So ultimately you decided not the method I want to use to get there. Yeah. So we're going to do something else, which I think is so cool. And yet you don't need to feel any guilt, shame, or embarrassment over the fact that you were like, I need to go back there maybe, like, especially because you have history with it.
Yeah.
Hope, I'm so proud of you. Like it has been such a journey, and I have absolutely loved being the coach in your corner. And like I already mentioned, you have the tools and the skills you need at this point to go forth on your own and confidently maintain. But life comes with different seasons. So if ever there is a season where you feel like you need a little bit of additional support or accountability, I will always be in your corner.
And that makes me feel so much better.
Yay. Hope, anything else you want to say to people listening about your journey or your story, anything on your mind?
I would say if you're considering, just do it, pull the trigger and send Nicole an email and start because it was so worth it. Because I remember when I did it, I was like nervous to send the email. I like wrote out the email and I was like, you know, should I spend this money? And I was like, I'm going to do it. And I hit send. And then you responded like pretty quickly. And I was like, oh my God, it's happening.
Oh, I love that you gave yourself this gift for your 24th birthday. And now it is the gift that has continued to keep on giving.
Yeah. I remember too, when I first started working with you, you were like, this is great that you're doing it now. Like you've had clients that are like retirement age and saying that they wish they had something like this when they were younger because they struggled with dieting their whole life.
Yeah. And those words are like from older women that I've had the opportunity to work with. Like I vividly remember working with a 72-year-old woman and she felt like her whole life was spent basically being controlled by food rules and diet culture. And she said, I'm so amazed by these young women who are figuring this out now, younger. She's like, I wish I would have done that, but it's never too late, right? Better now than never.
Yeah. And that's the other thing I would say to someone is that like, because I think for a little while too, I was feeling like I'm too far gone. I'm not savable. I'm just doomed to be this person who doesn't eat healthy, who doesn't have any healthy habits, and who is just going to keep gaining weight for the rest of their life. Like I'm just going to be that person. And I'm glad that I talked myself out of that and then found you, because there is no person that is doomed. You could always turn it around.
No one is unsavable. Yeah. Yeah. And look at you now. I feel like your current identity doesn't even recognize that old identity of like, I'm too far gone. Like the sky's the limit for you now.
I feel so much better.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. If you like what you heard today, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe, and then head on over to nutritioncoachingwithnicole.com where you can sign up for my weekly emails where I send out my favorite tips, tricks, advice, and support every single Monday morning to help you kick your week off right. Thanks for listening. Until next time.